It'll be Jaeger to jump it up against Weddle. Now, according to the rosters, Jaeger's 6'8", Weddle is 6'7". But when you look at him, Jaeger's got at least 3 inches on him. We're ready to go. Up she goes. And the tip controlled by the Tigers. And quickly, Carson Gould has it in the left corner. Martin out to Jackson Gould. And it is a man-to-man defense here by the Redhawks to start the game. Martin right side, Jackson Gould. Back out to Martin. Now to Carson Gould. He throws it inside to Jaeger. Backs down to the block. Right into half of his blocked by Leighton Weddle. Grabbed out of there by Weddle. Here comes Bechtel for the Redhawks. This is a deep Goshen team. They'll go 8, sometimes 9 deep in games that matter. Werthmann holding between the circles on Martin, and a whistle and a foul away for the ball called against Goshen. And this, I think, is going to be on Weddle. Yeah. Weddle closed his eyes. You know, like when your wife tells you that she needs you to run to the store and get more milk? Yeah, that look where you just close your eyes, you're like, oh, that was me.
Well, and the timing was thrown off because Bechtel actually fell down, and so then when he came off the screen, he wasn't ready, and Weddle moved in and kind of shut the door on the Tiger defender.
Carson Gould, left wing, picks up his dribble, throws it to Jaeger, right, left wing, now to Martin. Martin, now on the sideline, Carson Gould, out top to Martin. He's guarded by Hill, left side, Jackson Gould. Out of the free throw line. Backdoor cut. Jaeger's got it under the basket. Works his way out. Half hook is in the air and good. He's stooking it in between the backboard and the back of the rim. It falls in and Warsaw has a 2-0 lead.
And he did a good job keeping his pivot foot down but also gaining enough space with a big stride to get a separation.
Workman works his way down the right side of the lane. Half hook banked, no good. Out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it belongs to Warsaw. I disagree.
I think Luke got all of that basketball when he went with two hands because he was a little bit early in closing his hands, and in doing that, it went off of his fingertips and out of bounds.
Tigers with the ball, a minute and a half in, leading 2-0. Carson Gould out top, guarded by Alford, drives right. Oh, looking inside, nobody open. He'll hand off to Martin. Martin with the left-hand dribble out toward the timeline, throws it to Jackson Gould, left side, Trey Davis. Davis back out to Jackson. He'll drive right, kick it in the corner of Carson Gould. He runs to the elbow, throws it across to Martin. Martin on the drive in the lane. He'll turn, and he's called for traveling. I thought that was a pretty good jump stop and pivot. The official didn't think so. So Goshen's got the ball almost 2 minutes in, trailing 2-0.
And this is where I mentioned officiating Brandt is not easy because his footwork is, it's not a travel, but it doesn't look like it's normally supposed to, and that's where officials call travel on.
Out top, Werthmann between the circles. Right side to Deacon Hill. Now down to the baseline. Bechtel right back in the lane to Alford for a 12-footer, and that's good. No Alford with two. We're tied at two.
And that's the type of offense Goshen was running early in the season. I got to watch them against Elkhart, and they make the extra pass and get open shots. They are very, very unselfish as a team.
Drew Heckman to the scorer's table. Good pass inside. Jackson Gould puts it up. He couldn't get it to go, but he's fouled by Bechtel underneath the basket, and Gould shoots two. We always want those to go in because it gives three-point opportunities. But Jackson is rubbing his right arm just on that contact, which wasn't even on his right arm.
No, and in order to get his arm above his shoulder, which you have to do to shoot a basketball, it looks like it is extremely painful for him.
Free throw rattles in. As soon as that ball rattled home, he immediately grabbed that right shoulder, which is heavily braced. But I asked him, I asked him at school today, I said, does it hurt more? He goes, yeah, for a couple days, and then it will go away. I said, is it like a stinger? And he goes, kind of. It just takes longer for that pain to go.
Yeah.
Gould makes both free throws. He's got his first two. Tigers trapping. Out top for Weddle. Weddle hands back to Werthmann. So far, Martin's done a pretty good job. Werthmann pass deflected. Martin couldn't get to it, but Jackson Gould does. He'll turn. He'll fake. He'll put it up. No good. Tip by Jaeger. It's loose. Bodies flying everywhere. Heckman's got it. Now Jackson Gould, top of the circle. Martin a little slow to get up. Gould in the lane, spinning left. Shoots it left. No good. Batted around. Finally grabbed by Alford for Goshen. Warsaw with some great chances. No points. Bechtel, top of the circle. Wide open. Steps in for a 17-footer and makes it. Quinn Bechtel, whose dad was the head basketball coach here for a long time, makes it 4-4. Jaeger, Heckman at the free throw line. To Carson Gould, now to Jackson. Underneath, Martin with a good cut. He got pushed over. No foul called. Werthmann with the rebound for the Redhawks. He'll bring it up himself. Left side to Alford. Alford directing traffic. He'll bring it out, bounce it out for Bechtel against Heckman. Heckman got a hand on it and took it away. Heckman the steal to Jackson Gould. Jackson up the middle of the court. Now takes it down the lane, spins, shoots an eight-footer and hits it. Jackson with his first field goal. He's got four quick points, and the Tigers lead 6-4.
And right there, Jackson's spin move is so crisp that it actually got him space that he needed to get that shot off because he's not going to be able to elevate much with arch because of that shoulder.
Hill up the baseline, spins in on Heckman, an off-balance shot, rims long, no good. Jaeger the rebound for the Tigers. Outlet far side to Heckman. Heckman up the middle of the court, spins to his right, down to the block, shot blocked out of bounds by Leighton Weddle for Goshen. Here comes Ryan Eldridge into the game for the Redhawks. He's 6'7". My guess he's somewhere in the 240, 235 range. He's in for Weddle. Jaeger and Carson Gould out for the Tigers. Luke Bricker is in. And they lob it out top to Martin. Martin in the lane for Heckman. Spins, trying to get a shot off, could not. Jackson Gould at the foul line. He lost it. Backdoor cut. Bricker to the hoop for two. How in the world did he get that in there? We had the same look. I don't know how it got through.
The only way to get it there is if you lead Luke at the right spot, and Jackson was able to throw a bounce pass and allow Luke Bricker to go grab it and finish with the layup.
Your margin of error on that pass is about 3 inches. Inside, Weldridge posted up against Heckman, and he scores. 8-6 Tigers, 3:18 left to play. And a very even first quarter. Right side, Bricker had to go through his hands, and it's out of bounds to the Redhawks. Nate Panarski, who's had a complete heritage of Panarski big brothers come through the Goshen basketball, is in the game. He's a 5'10 senior. Eldridge against Martin. That's a mismatch size-wise. Worthman in the lane. Falls and shoots over Davis. Missed it long. Rebound. Bricker got cleared out of there by Eldridge. And the ball goes out of bounds off Panarski, and it belongs to Warsaw.
Yeah, Luke Bricker right there. He's going after the basketball. Gets cleared out. Luckily, we get the ball back. But what a challenge by Trey Davis, where he's 2 feet, you know, away from his defensive spot.
Gould again. Spins to his right and rolls in a 12-footer. Jackson off to a great start. He had 6 against Penn. He's got 6 already in the first 5.5 minutes, and Warsaw leads 10-6. Worthman down to Eldridge. Leans into Martin. Shot it too hard, no good. Martin grabs the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Jackson Gould, who's feeling it. Trying to throw a pass inside, and Bechtel jumped in front of him and stole it. Ahead to Panarski. He's into Martin and shoots it up, and it's no good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds by Trey Davis off of Bechtel. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. What a play by Trey.
Well, and it's two guys that we continually talk about effort. Brant Martin sprints back, and he doesn't foul offer, but he changes his shot by elevating, and then that allows Trey Davis to get to work and jump over the top of everybody, bat the ball down off of Goshen, and give Warsaw the extra possession.
Deacon Hill back in the game for the Redhawks. Heckman going one-on-one, takes Eldridge in. Eldridge blocks it off the backboard and out of bounds. Fresh possession for the Tigers. Andrew Potter's into the game for Warsaw as well with 2:10 to go in the quarter. Heckman baseline right in the court to our left. Throws it in. Bricker catches but does not shoot. Right side, Jackson Gould. Into the corner to Heckman. A whistle and a foul called against the Tigers. Bricker's going to be called for throwing an elbow.
Well, and Coach Moore is saying the same thing that I'm trying to figure out, because on Drew's drive, Eldridge literally put both elbows into him and stopped his drive, and that's what allowed him to block his shot. It's a little bit of a discrepancy there on the call.
Worthman out between the circles, right side to Bechtel. Shoots a contested three and hits it. Just his sixth of the season. It's 10-9 Tigers, 1:45 left to play in the period. Trey Davis, deep right corner, finds a cutting Jackson Gould. He's surrounded. He'll throw it back out top to Davis, around to Heckman, left to the key. Now back to the right, Jackson Gould for a 25-footer, air ball, and then it's going to go out of bounds to the Redhawks. Three-point baskets just can't be part of Jackson's repertoire. He just can't get, he can get the ball to the basket, but he can't guarantee its accuracy.
Well, and see, and that's what during the pregame when I was watching him, we talked about, he was short on everything. Right there, he tries to overcompensate it. Misses the rim by about 6 inches. So, you know, you got to try to get him to the basket area.
Trey Davis runs right into Worthman as he caught the ball near the top of the circle. 1:21 left in the quarter. Davis with his first. Both teams have two. Hill to throw it in. Right down here by Hal Gunner. Into the backcourt he goes to Noah Alford. Alford on the right side of the center circle. That's the near side as we look at it. Trying to get the ball to Hill. They can't. They throw it to Bechtel instead. Now he gets it to Hill. Hill one-on-one against Heckman. On the handoff to Bechtel. Far side to Werthmann. Left side to Alford. Alford back out to Werthmann against Trey Davis. Now left side to Alford. Down to the block for Hill. Hill backs into Heckman. Leans into him. Up and under. Banks it in. Deacon Hill scores. Goshen has their first lead. It's 11-10 with 46 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. Carson Gould pounded the dribble out on the near side. Takes it all the way across the top, then back to the near side, Heckman. Heckman in the corner to Bricker. Faces up against Alford. Dribbles out to the wing, then a cross-court pass to Carson Gould. Right wing to Heckman. He's dared to shoot a three, and he's called for traveling. He did. He slid his pivot foot. It's out of bounds to Goshen, who's on a bit of a run here. They've taken the lead 11-10 with 26 seconds left to go in our first.
Well, in the first possession that Eldridge guarded Drew, Drew got to the basket even after getting chucked with two hands. Ever since then, Drew has been a little bit hesitant going to the basket, but that is a mismatch that he has to take advantage of and just get to the basket area.
Alford on the far side of the center circle. Bricker now comes close enough for a count to start. Hands off to Hill with 9 seconds. Eight. Hill against Heckman. Six. Five, drives left, stops at the elbow, leans, falls, fires, missed it, rebound, Eldridge back up at the buzzer, no good, but there's a foul called against the Tigers. And again, Eldridge just pushed off Potter to get that loose ball. And Eldridge will shoot. The good news is he's only a 54% free throw shooter. Are they putting time up on the clock? Oh, they're having him turn the... I see. They're having him turn the light on the backboard off so that Eldridge can shoot. He averages 8 points a game. Shooting for his third point of the first quarter. First one's up. It's no good. Potter's first, team's third, and now this will determine the final score of the first quarter. Eldridge shoots again. Short. After one, Goshen 11, Warsaw 10. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.